G'day folks, and welcome to Happy Days. This is your pal Jesse on the mic, thanking each and every single one of you for taking the time to listen to my little podcast, proudly brought to you by my very own Freak Productions. Go check it out, www.frekproductions.com. Why do I spell it out like that? Because when you look up the word freak, which is spelt with two E's, it means too weird to be a freak. Isn't that great? Yeah! Well, this week's episode is great also. I get to talk to the mighty Matthew Pendragon, a good friend and business owner of Rage Cage Smash Rooms. What started out as a small backyard operation, a couple of tents in the backyard, has now exploded into venues fast spreading across Queensland, with venues on the Gold Coast, Brisbane, and now Ipswich. He has taken the concept of smash therapy and taken it to the next level with this experience that is for many therapeutic, but is also, as you'll hear him say many a time in this conversation, fun. Matt is truly a fun human being. He just oozes fun. I love talking to the guy. Every time we connect, it's always fun. There's always a laugh in there. And, I can definitely vouch for him when I say that what he is providing with the Smash Room is nothing short of fun, because we certainly need a lot more of that in this world. So I will post a link to the Rage Cage Smash Rooms business website in the description box for this episode. If you haven't done it already, please, what the hell are you doing? Hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on these amazing conversations that I have with all these amazing, interesting individuals from all walks of life. I absolutely am so grateful to each and every single one of you that do take the time to listen to this show, because as I say every week, I don't do this for the likes. I don't do this to get thousands of listeners. I'm certainly not a monetized podcast or anything like that. For me, the reward is inspiring and motivating most of you out there that listen to this show, just for the sheer sake of these incredible stories. Quite often stories of overcoming adversity and dealing with the challenges of trying to create and forge your own path in life, whether it's creatively, whether it's athletically, musically, all of the above, man. And this week's episode with Matt Pendragon is nothing short of inspirational. So without further ado, enjoy this latest episode of Happy Days. Good evening, sir. Morning, whatever it is.
Good evening, morning to you, good fellow.
Dude, this has been a long time in the making, and I just want to thank you for your patience, and I am so grateful that we can finally do this, mate.
That's fine. I appreciate that you finally got your shit together.
Finally. Only took a minute or two, didn't it?
Only a minute.
Here we are, mate. Well, thanks for taking the time to do this, mate. I really, really honestly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. Mate, I guess right off the bat, I just want to get straight into it. It was one thing when some fellow friends of ours many moons ago created an axe throwing venue, but a smash room, dude.
Yeah, smash room, dude. So I saw a niche, or I saw a hole in the market in Brisbane. There was so many of these other, we haven't even really got a genre yet for what it is that we do, but we'll call it
activities.
An extreme activity.
Yeah, I like that. Extreme activity.
Activity. So it occurred to me, I'd done paintball with my daughter. I'd done a little bit of axe throwing. I'd done some laser skirmish and some indoor skydiving. So they all sort of fell into the same genre, and I was at a bit of a crossroads with my career going forward as to what to do next. And I came up with this idea where I would just build a couple of batting cages in my backyard, and I'd throw some gear in there, and we'd invite some people around. And because I'd heard about smash therapy, and I understood the basic premise of it. And 4 years later, here we are.
That's amazing, man. And by the way, you know, I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times, but congratulations, man. Like, honestly, it's such a success story.
Oh, I appreciate that. I do. Feedback is always good, good or bad feedback.
I've heard nothing but good from all reports about the Smash Room. It's, you know, it's some of the best fun people have ever had, man.
It's amazing. It's truly a unique undertaking. I can definitely say that. It's like nothing I've ever taken on before.
I love it too. Just the way you advertise it as well. It's just, it's just you, man. Your personality just shines in the advertising. Smash shit, feel great.
That's exactly right. And look, honestly, that didn't take too long to sink in terms of, and I've seen, I think over the years we've had well over 7,000 people come through the different venues that I've got now.
Yeah.
And there are so many heartbreaking stories, but also coming on the back end of that, there's so many people that come out feeling literally so much better than they went in, and they've gone in for so many different reasons. But all of them, whether it be fun, whether it be some stress at work, whether it be a parent dying, all of them have come out feeling better, and that's heartwarming to me. It's so humbling.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because it's like, you know, not that we condone violence or anything like that, and we're not saying that that's the answer to our problems, but as you said before, smash therapy is a thing. It does exist. And why not create a haven where people can go and celebrate life, or, you know, if they're dealing with some shit, they can go to this place and just let out all that negative or positive energy and feel better afterwards.
That is quite literally the crux of what we do. So
yeah,
when I first started out, I didn't really understand what it was that I was, like the rabbit hole that I was headed down.
Yeah.
And we've evolved, and I'm all about evolution, both mentally, physically, spiritually, and also from a business viewpoint. I think if you can learn from the people that you encounter and find a way to interact that back into what you do, it can only be for the better. You know, the customer base that we have has taught me so much over the years that now we can truly hone down on people's issues. We don't take them on board, but we can sense, all right, well, these guys are just here for fun. This lady is not. She's here for something else. So we'll leave her be. We'll give her everything, that all the tools, all the space, all the safety gear that she needs, and she can literally make herself feel better by breaking stuff.
Yeah. Is that a bit more challenging for you as a business owner, like when those people do come in, like say someone is grieving the loss of a loved one, or someone is dealing with some form of emotional trauma, whether it's a divorce or something like that, you know, to that extent? And do you recognize that early on, and how do you sort of deal with that as a business operator?
Honestly, I made the decision really, really early on that I was not going to take on people's emotional baggage. I quite literally have enough of my own.
Yeah.
However, I'm not unempathetic. I do understand that everyone has, and this is the beauty of this particular business. It's one of those standout businesses that literally every household could make use of. Now my staff are a little bit more empathetic than I am.
Yeah.
I recognize people's body language, and I understand whether they can be ribbed and whether they can be jazzed a little bit, or whether they just are here for a very specific reason and they just need to be left alone and to go and do their thing. So I've been in business for myself for well over 20 years now. So I have the ability to read people reasonably accurately, reasonably quickly.
Yeah.
And it's an attained skill. It's not something that you can teach someone. It is what it is. So, but I, like I said earlier on, I made the decision really early on in this business not to get into people's lives. I give them a place to express themselves in whichever form they want. And we encourage swearing, we encourage screaming, we encourage crying. All of our rooms are tagged. So we've got pens outside of every room, so people can literally write whatever it is that they're having an issue with, and with the hopes of leaving it at least for a short term in our rooms, so they can go out feeling positive, feeling better, feeling uplifted. That's the bottom line.
That's amazing. That's so cool. I love it. I love the inspiration and just the straight up business model of what you provide. I think that's I love it. It's just a no nonsense approach to doing things.
I think it has to be. I think if you start to get bogged down into, I could even say business acumen.
Yeah.
It takes away from the very core of what it is. The fundamental. Business model that I set up was for people to have fun, but early on it also transformed into helping people.
Yeah.
And if I can, even though I've added so many different wonderful things to my venues, the core business model hasn't changed. We are there to offer a safe place for people to express themselves, no matter what the venue looks like, no matter how inspirational it might be or how sensory overload it might be. Essentially, the crux of it is come in, break shit, feel better. That's essentially what we're trying to achieve.
I love it, man, because you've come a long way since early on. I remember when you first were telling me about the business, and it was, you know, just like you say, a backyard operation, a couple of tents, and you know, and I kind of, part of me wishes that I had seen it early on. But man, but like seeing where you've taken it today, it's just like you say, it's an evolution and continues to evolve. And I think it's incredible.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I sometimes have to pinch myself because it's, I said before, it's been 4 years and we're 4 years in January. And sometimes I stand in one of my venues and I look at what I've created and I seriously have to pinch myself. And a lot of
people
turn to me and say, look, you should be very proud of what you've done. But and I am to a degree, but I'm always of the mindset that the work is never done. There's always something, not necessarily better, but maybe more efficient or...
Yeah.
You know, there's always something to do. I'm not one to rest on my laurels at all, but occasionally, I'll have a look and I'll think, wow, to think I started, you know, with two cages that were hastily put together in the backyard to now these venues, which look fantastic. They really do. I'm very, very proud of what we've achieved.
Yeah, I love it. The evolution now with the rooms, the way they're set up, and just all the different packages that you offer people, like, you know, smashing office furniture now.
Yeah.
I think it's freaking awesome, dude. Like, I love all that. But obviously there's the fun stuff where people can smash bottles filled with like rainbow colored powder and stuff like that. I think it's amazing, like, what you're providing.
So it's one of those things that, again, going back to the core fundamental of what it is that we're trying to achieve is for people to have fun. So we encourage them to take all the photos and take all the videos that they can, and to post and to show their friends, not necessarily so that we get a better SEO or whatever it is on Google, but for them to spread the word and show what they personally received out of doing something as archaic as smashing something. Because as children, we're taught not to. We're taught, you know, everything that we have in this house costs money. It takes a long time to get, and you need to look after your possessions. So to flip that mindset 180 and be given permission to break things and to enjoy doing it, it's very similar to bungee jumping in terms of giving yourself that permission. It's a mental breakthrough. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I love the variety of options that you provide for people too. Like, just like I said before, you know, the fact that, you know, young kids can go in and you know, get color powder all over themselves and make it, you know, like a rainbow unicorn mess of shit. Or dudes can just go in and just smash the absolute shit out of computer printers and stuff,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
I love the variety of it all. It's
and we're always on the lookout for funky things to smash, but you know, yeah. I had to cap it there a while back. I got really carried away and we ended up with like 50 different smash items, and it just there's really no end in sight.
Yeah. And like inspiration wise, like getting the ideas for, say for example, like smashing a bottle filled with, like, you know, a rainbow tiered bottle of powder, like where did ideas like that come from? Like
that one came along very early on. There was a lady that I had in my very first venue, and she had bought a printer, and it was one of the old toner printers, so it had the toner cartridge still in it, and I didn't realize that at the time. And I was in the office and I was doing whatever, and I just heard these squeals, and I thought, geez, I better go and just check that everything's okay, because we do run a smash room and people, you know, occasionally get cuts and bruises. So I went out and had a look, and she was having a whale of a time on this printer. And every time she hit the printer, the black ink would ooze out of it. It was quite evil looking, but also very cool.
Mm.
And then I thought, That's brilliant. That whole smashing something and having a color ooze out of it. And I was already aware of the color run, where people run through the crowd and they get color thrown on them, and everyone has literally a gay old time. So I was aware of that. So it took a little while to put two and two together and to find the actual colored powder. And then we just started putting them in glasses, like wine glasses and things like that.
Yeah.
And then sitting them up, and people were smashing them. And after a while, we got to understanding that if we could keep them in a bottle, then people could throw them in the air and hit them like a baseball.
Yeah.
But each one of them, if you caught the image at the right time, gave you this huge, literally this rainbow of color that surrounded your entire smash session and just gave you what we like to call a happy ending.
I love it. Oh, dude, it's just you all over, man. Yeah. Like, if only half the people of this universe knew you the way I know you, just as this friggin' fun, charismatic entity. Oh, dude, why am I not surprised? I fucking love it. So, you know, obviously, you know, you've probably dealt with your fair share of like critiques out there that have gone, oh, you're just promoting violence and all the rest. I don't know. I really, you know, in this discussion, just really am a firm believer of what you're providing is really an extensive form of therapy for many people. Like, so do you see any negatives in what you do? Like, or is it all positives?
Look, 99.9% of it is most definitely positive. There are negatives. And to get materialistic around it, we do break a lot of things that potentially could have a second life if somebody were to pick them up and maybe give them a bit of a shine.
Mm.
It's the unfortunate thing that we live in a throwaway society currently, and a lot of the, like, you can go to Kmart and buy a toaster for $7.
Yeah.
So why would you go and get your toaster fixed? You just wouldn't. And the same goes for printers and computers and TVs. It's far easier for people these days to just go down the road, especially with things like Afterpay and ZipPay. They can literally just walk into whoever and buy the newfangled TV, and the old one either ends up in the second bedroom or it ends up on the footpath for curbside pickup. So that's kind of the negative side of what we do in terms of we are literally breaking things.
Mm.
Some of those electronics do end up with e-waste companies. And they're able to salvage some of the bits and pieces out of them for it, and recycle the metal. So there's a slight positive there. But in terms of that is literally minuscule compared to without getting too in depth, I believe at least on a couple of occasions that what we offer has saved lives, whether it's been the person that has come in, or because that person has come in, they've then gone home and not done something stupid. And I have at least half a dozen stories that I could tell you at another time,
mm-hmm.
specific instances where I know that that person was going to do something not so clever. When they were going to do it, I don't know. But again, reading body language, you can tell something heinous was probably going to happen. But they came in, they broke some stuff, they felt a little bit better. Hopefully that gave them cause. But we also have repeat customers, you know. We have people who come in and use us, not necessarily instead of therapy, but probably conjoined with their therapy. And they just use us as an outlet. And that's also fabulous to see.
Yeah, okay. That's really cool. That's awesome. And I don't know, all the photos and videos that I see are just people smiling, having a good time, man. I fucking love it. And you know, anyone you speak to about it, they all say, oh, dude, that's the coolest idea. And I love it, man. I think it's awesome. And you're a big fan of using the Hulk in some of your images as well. So, you know, bit of a comic nerd at heart as well, which I think is very cool.
Oh yeah. Well, all of my venues are themed. So we've got a Star Wars venue, we've got a Marvel venue, now we've got a Jurassic Park venue.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Ipswich one is Jurassic Park themed.
That is freaking dope.
It is absolutely dope. And you know what? The fun part for me is going out and collecting the merch.
yeah.
And just being a nerd, like I don't know if you know the first Jurassic Park movie, but right at the end the T-Rex is in the foyer section there, and the banner comes down over him, and the banner says when dinosaurs ruled the earth, I think it says. I managed to find that banner the other day, and I've got it hanging in that venue.
yeah, that's so cool, man.
That's the kind of things that I like. I like dressing up these venues, but I mean that's just a thing. But I also very much, and prior to doing this, I had my own coffee van, and I thought making coffee for people was the duck's nuts in terms of, you know. Again, 99% hit rate. Everyone loved my coffee. But this business, to see the absolute turnaround in people either coming in because they're upset with something, or, I mean, just last weekend we had a whole family came in because their father had died of cancer literally 3 days earlier.
Wow.
And the mother said to the daughter, look, I just want to go and smash something. And she said, I know the place. And there was 7 of them came in, and they brought a whole bunch of stuff from home, and they just went ballistic. And everyone walked out thanking me for the opportunity to express themselves in a safe environment.
That must be like, I don't know, just That must fill you with the most amazing sense of pride and accomplishment and justification of what you're doing as well, just knowing that you have been able to provide a facility for people to just go and deal with trauma like this.
It's genuinely humbling.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I first kicked this off, it was all about fun. And look, 99% of it still is about fun, but to have people come in like that, that are truly dealing with something horrible, absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
And to be able to walk out with smiles, you can't do that anywhere else. It's the most amazing thing. I'm still humbled to this very day. Each and every day, I'm stoked with the feedback that I get in body, people's smiles. It makes me want to go harder and do better and have more things to offer people.
I love that. And that's, you know, straight away you're just talking about the motivator that keeps you going and you know, prevents you from resting on your laurels, which so many business operators can easily do, and they do that, and more power to them. But I think it's great that you're forever seeking and pushing yourself.
Yeah, that's been my mantra since I can remember.
Yeah. When you first started, I don't know if we covered this quite in depth or not, but what sort of fears did you have, like, when you first started the business?
I can only imagine, but I'm just asking more because there might be people listening that have business ideas or whatever, and I'm hoping that they can draw some inspiration from it.
So this isn't the first business that I've run. I've probably run half a dozen of them and half of them again. So it is always daunting. It's always daunting.
Mm.
One of my issues when I first kicked this off was, I think we touched on it earlier on, about people's perception of, you know, oh, you're breaking things.
Yeah.
And that's a genuine perception. We don't have it too much these days, but when I first started going and collecting items for smashing, I was very cautious about telling people what it was that I was doing for their backlash. You know, you'd go and buy a dinner set off Facebook and it was grandma's dinner set, and people would ask you, you know, what are your plans for it? And you'd sort of say, well, look, I'm wearing a Smash Room t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Put two and two together. And mostly it was cool, but some other times people's faces would drop. Oh, grandma's, you know, kettle or Aunt Joe's guitar. I mean, you know, there's... So for me, I had to develop a thick skin, but also a caution in terms of not being too upfront about what my plans were.
Yeah.
I've always led from the front in terms of my actions, but I've always played my cards very close to my chest as well. Not for fear of letting the cat out of the bag, but having developed a thick skin, you get to a point where people's opinions still value, but you don't take them as personally anymore because it is just business.
Yeah.
So it's really hard, and it's taken many years to, I guess, get to a point where I can make decisions and not second guess myself. But I think if I was to strip it all the way down, and I've always believed in this, you just got to go with your gut. If you feel it's right, then continue to push forward regardless of the obstacles in your path. And they can be anything. They can be the naysayers, they can be financial, they can be, look, literally in the last month, I've lost two vehicles that I relied heavily on in terms of picking items up for our stock holding. Both vehicles just gone, just like that.
Wow.
And yes, that's a lot of money that has gone down the drain, and it's caused a bit of a shift in the way that our business runs. But it didn't stop us. I found another way, and we continued on. And now we're back to where we were a month ago. We still don't have those vehicles, but we found something better. You know, we found something else to get the job done. So I think you've just got to, the moment you start to second guess yourself and then start to stop is the moment that you start to, what's the saying? A rolling stone gathers no moss. So if you can just keep believing in yourself is really the all that I can put out there.
I love that, man. You got a very positive outlook on how you do things in life, man. And I think that's one of the many qualities I've always admired about you, mate. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah. No, keep it up. It's awesome. Mate, well, I won't hold you up much longer because you're busy toiling away in the laboratory cooking up the next batch of smash-tastic awesomeness.
that is exactly what we're doing, yes.
Yeah, I love it. But I'm not going to pick your brain about what's coming up on the horizon, but no doubt everything is exciting on the road ahead for the Rage Cage Smash Rooms. Do you have any sort of final words of wisdom to share?
I think if you don't know what a smash room is, that's acceptable. That's definitely a thing that people still don't to this day
understand.
And most of our advertising is still educationally based to show people. But I truly believe, like I said earlier in the piece, that every household could make use of what we offer, whether it's the children that are having issues at school and being bullied, or whether somebody's lost a loved one, or even a pet, you know, pets mean a lot to us. So if you don't know what a smash room is, certainly look it up and understand that it has value for every single household. I guarantee you.
Absolutely. I mean, who doesn't want to go smash shit?
Me, because I've got to clean it up.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that must be the least fun part of the job, right?
That's why I have staff.
Exactly. Amen to that. Oh, dude. Well, Matt, keep up the awesome work, man. I'm a huge fan of what you do and continue to do, and I wish you nothing but the best of success, man.
I appreciate it, Jess. I really do. Thanks for reaching out, bro.
Always. And I'm so glad we finally got to do this, man.
It's been a minute.
It has. All right, mate. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, bud. Thank you.
Cheers.
Ciao.
And that was my chat with Matthew Pendragon of Rage Cage Smash Rooms. And a huge thanks to Matt for taking the time to share his happy days with me. It certainly has been a long time in the making, so I'm so glad that we finally got to do it. And I cannot thank him enough for taking the time to do it. It was a really fun conversation, and I'm so glad that you're all able to listen to it. If you haven't done so already, do me a solid, hit the subscribe button, and that way it shows me that you care, and it also just keeps you in the loop of when new episodes are coming up. Also, go that one step further. If you haven't done so already, leave a review. Whether it's hitting the 1 to 5 stars, preferably 5 stars would be great, on whatever podcast platform you listen to this on. And dare I say, if you're able to, just leave a couple of words. Just say, this podcast sucks, or hey, great episode. You know, just little things like that, because it does help other people out there that are looking for new podcasts to listen to. And I would love more people to listen to some of these incredible stories of overcoming adversity and just these inspiring tales just from some incredible human beings like Matt. So again, thank you to Matt and to all the crew at Rage Cage Smash Rooms. Awesome. It's so cool. And as many of you may or may not know, Rage Cage Smash Rooms is actually a proud sponsor of Freak Productions. Matt and me have a great history together where he supports what I do with my recycling endeavors, and purchases all the glass bottles that I collect, from Lumberpunk's axe throwing, and he utilizes them and recycles them for smash purposes at his smash rooms. So it's really just a beautiful relationship of community spirit, really. And it means the world to me to have the support of people like Matt and the guys at Lumberpunk's, you know, backing me up with what I do. So yeah, I think it's great that we're all helping each other out. I think many of us out there could learn a thing or two about community spirit. Then anywho, thanks for tuning into this episode. It's been great having you here, and I hope that we can do this again next week. I know I will be, so I would love it if you would join me for another awesome, inspiring, happy conversation with another awesome human being out there. And yeah, I look forward to having you here next week. Till then, have yourselves a happy week, a positive week. And if you see someone a little down, go sprinkle a little sunshine on their day, man. It might not mean much to you at the time, but trust me, the payoff's there. All right, guys and gals, look after yourselves, look after each other. I've been Jesse. You've been amazing. Till next week, stay happy.